I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
Have you ever wondered what would happen if a word ghost? Would it capture me and a bunch of Buttons and Figs kids after we fell through a portal? Along with Striker the Cheetah, Fluffy the Dog, Spider-Man, Iron Man, 3 fairies, 10 ghosts, 5 crazy dogs, a cousin of Striker's, 100 chickens, and 1,500 dragons, not to mention countless others, as they tried to rescue us from that word ghost. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, we've been wondering that too. And in this episode, you get to hear a tale from the land of wacky woo-woo-woo. It's spun from the imaginations of the first ever group of online writers for Buttons and Figs. During our online class, we wordplayed with alliteration and rhyming verse and word rhythms. Then for our last class, we each wrote a chapter. Chapters that I've woven together into what they call a story. Sort of. How did we do this, you ask? First, by selecting a few, or maybe a lot of characters, and then each writer selected a setting for the story. There was one requirement. At some point in everyone's chapter, characters had to fall through a magic portal. And then we began to write, and we wrote, and we wrote, and we wrote, and we writ, and we wrote, and we wrote, and we wrote, and our story was written by the authors CJ, Cruz, Maddie, Noah, Olivia, Piper, Silver, and me. Our story is titled The Fall, when a portal opened to the mythical forest, and a whole lot of wacky characters came through to do what they had to do, which is say,
boo! Boo!
Brace yourselves. Our story will begin. Chapter 1. Where Striker the Cheetah discovers a land of robots and candy plants.
Yum yums.
By CJ. Read by Ms. Tamara, also known as his mom.
Striker the Cheetah went out to hunt for gazelles. Every cheetah likes to gobble gazelles. While he was hunting, he saw a wacky island named Wacky Woo Woo Woo. There were crazy dogs, crazy monkeys, and all kinds of crazy animals and insects too. Striker saw a boat on the shore, hopped in, and sailed to the island. On his way, he hit a rock and the boat tipped over. And because cats don't like water, and cheetahs are in the cat family, Striker had a plan. He ran cheetah fast across the water without sinking. And as he reached the shore, he crashed into a basilisk lizard. Crash! Smash! The lizard was lying on the beach, passed out. Striker came to help him. Once they recovered from the crash, they decided to explore the island together. When they reached the other side of the island, they found a secret portal. It was located out in the water, and Striker found it by using his cheetah eyes. The black lines in his eyes help him see. Fast as they could, they raced across the water and through the portal. They wanted to see if there were any new creatures they had never seen before. Once through the portal, they bounced on a cloud and fell to the ground, landing on their feet. They looked all around and then saw robots everywhere. A dog robot came running up to them happily. The robot dog could talk and told them his name is
Fluffy, Lucky Puppy.
They all played a game of tag together and then fetch. While playing fetch, Striker threw the ball. All of them raced to fetch the ball. They chased the ball right through another portal. They were so surprised. They came through the portal and all landed on a candy plant. One of the branches broke and they all landed on the ground. There was candy all over the ground, just like leaves. They were all hungry and they all loved candy. So they gobbled as much candy as they could.
Chapter 2, Slushy World by Piper.
One day, two horses, Pineapple and Lure, were taking a walk in Slushy World. It was so beautiful. Slushy was dripping from the trees. Every time you step, ooze was in your shoes. One day, crazy dogs came up to the horses and started to chase them. They didn't know what to do. The horses ran for a while now, but suddenly a random cheetah came to save them. He put a portal on the ground. They suddenly jumped in, not even knowing where they were going. They finally landed. They were in the mystical forest. It was cold and the air was kind of wet. And they were nice and safe.
Or were they? Chapter 3 by Silver.
My chapter is called What is Going On? One day, Scooby-Doo met a dragon. His name was Toothless. Hi, said the dragon. Hi, said Scooby-Doo. Hello, said a chicken. What is that? Said the dragon. It's a foreign carpet, said Scooby-Doo. It picks the three kids up. Put us down, said Scooby-Doo. Ah! Then they fell into a hole in the flying carpet. They landed on a horse. Whoa, hi, said the horse. My name is Boomerang. Run, said Scooby-Doo. Okay, said the horse. Boomerang, said Boomerang. He started to run really fast. Then he stopped. He was running because the dog was chasing them.
I wonder if it's safe anywhere. Chapter 4. When Spider-Man and Iron Man land in Elephant Land by Cruise.
Spider-Man and Iron Man are riding on an elephant together while exploring Elephant Land. As they rode the elephant, they noticed they were on a wild elephant headed to the water. The elephant was trying to get them to the water because they did not belong in there. They belong in the Avengers world. They made a big splash. And all of a sudden, they teleported in the water. Iron Man said, what happened? Spider-Man said, we teleported to a different universe.
Chapter 5, The Secret.
By Olivia.
Stella and Kate grabbed their backpacks and got out of the car and into the cabin. Kate, Stella said, I have something to show you. She was 11 and her sister Kate was 8. Come on, she said again. Where are we going? Kate said. I have a secret to show you, Stella said. In a forest. Let me ask Mom, Kate said. Mom said I could go, Kate yelled as she grabbed her favorite pink jacket and ran out of the door towards her sister Stella. Come on, Stella said. It's this way. After a few minutes, they got there. Here we are, Stella whispered. Why are you whispering? Kate asked. Shh, Stella said. That's what I wanted to show you. Look, Stella said. Kate looked. It's so pretty, Kate said. What are they? Fairies, Stella said. Fairies? Kate asked, not believing. Yes, Stella said. How did they get here? Kate asked.
You know how last time we went to the cabin, I asked Mom if I could go exploring? Stella asked. Yes, said Kate. Well, I came here, Stella said. I wanted to show you, but by the time I came home, it was time to go, she said. Oh, no, Stella said. Ghosts! Come on, fairies, Kate said as she ran. But then they all fell into a portal. Stella said, we're falling as they fell down the portal.
Chapter 6 by Maddie.
One dog, Goldie, and 11 horses have an adventure in Catland. They fall through the portal only to meet the evil word ghost and to get captured. Then they see Miss Pam is captured too. They say, don't worry, Miss Pam, we'll get you out of this mess. Oh no you won't, the evil word ghost says. Suddenly a bunch of word ghosts appear. What in the world, they all said.
Chapter 7 by Noah.
I was in Catland playing with my favorite catnip toy. Then a knock came on my door. A dog named Goldie came over to my house and asked to play tag with me. Now, normally I'd be hissing a ton, but there was something special about this dog. I agreed. All of a sudden, I fell through a portal. I started walking around in an unknown land when I smelled something very strange. It smelled like dog treats. Oh no, I said. I must be in dog land. I got hit in the face with an egg. Who did that? Two voices said, sorry. We thought you were going to hurt us, they said. I am Cheetah and this is Candy Clamp. Another one hit me right by my tail. That does it, I said. I know you two didn't do it this time. Then I got an idea. I started running. Bam! But this time, nothing hit me. I hit it. What did I hit? I ran into the king of the crazy dogs. Now, before I continue, you must know that crazy dogs are not very bright because they are so crazy. He bent down and sniffed me. Big mistake. I jumped at his nose. We started rolling and we fell into a very strange vortex. No, it was the portal to the word ghost. Cheetah and Candy Plant tried to take me out of the portal, but they ended up getting sucked into the portal too. Hello, King. Who said that? I asked. I did, said the word ghost. Bam, we are both trapped with Miss Pam.
Chapter 8. Where everyone worked together to defeat the evil word ghost and to rescue Miss Pam, me, Goldie, Cat, Striker, Candy Plant, well, everyone who fell through the portal. My name is Miss Pam. This is the story of my rescue. Boy, was I glad to see everyone. Goldie, Cat, King, Striker, Candy Plant, Stella, Kate, some chickens, Boomerang, Scooby-Doo, Pineapple, Iron Man, Spider-Man, everyone. But in the next instant, I realized that they couldn't rescue me if they were now trapped too. Then, just as the word ghost was feeling very full of himself for having captured all of us in his portal, Stella, Kate, and 100 chickens approached the word ghost. The word ghost said,
"Who's there?"
Kate said,
"We are the terrible tongue twisters. If you do not release all of our friends now, we will terribly twist your tongue."
The word ghost didn't believe her.
"I don't believe you."
So Kate said,
"Okay, then. Say this 3 times fast, if you dare. Wacky witches wonder why wacky words work wonders."
The word ghost started the tongue twister.
"Wacky witches wonder why wacky words work wonders. Wacky witches wonder why wacky words work wonders. Wacky witches wonder why wacky words work wonders."
Aha! Your tongue is tied!
Everyone cheered. With his tongue tied, we were able to get the key, unlock the cage, and me and all my friends were free! Wacky woo-woo-woo-woo! As we left, then we all turned around and said,
"Boo!
Boo!
Boo!"
The moral of this story is, if you fall through a portal and find yourself in a pickle, pick a pepper, like Peter Piper. We realize that this story makes no sense, because it's nonsense. Are you ready to write a chapter of nonsense too? Great, you could get started like we did. First, we picked a character, or 2 or 10. Then, we picked a setting, a place for them to all be. And then we started writing, making it wacky and full of adventure. It could be anything, go anywhere. There could be Slurpees dripping from trees and eating of candy plants and robots or anything. Just make sure that at some point in your story, your characters fall through a portal and land in another land. Well, what are you waiting for? Go write. Oh, but wait. If you love to write stories, but you would like some writing ideas from the best of the best, then be sure to visit my podcast friends at Story Seeds. In addition to their podcast, which is all about writing stories, they have the most amazing new activity book to help you with ideas for writing. And guess what? They even have an activity called Make a Magic Portal. I know! How amazing is that? They even have activities to help you make up nonsense words and portmanteaus, two of our favorite activities here at Buttons and Figs. But that's not all. In their book, you'll find story starters, science experiments, expert writing advice from creative kids, and best-selling authors. They also have easy access codes to their podcast, and so much more. So if you love stories and words like we love stories and words, be sure to check out the Story Seeds podcast and the Story Seeds Imagination Lab activity book. You can find it all at storyseedspodcast.com. This episode was written and recorded by kids in the first ever online Buttons and Figs wordplay writing class, hosted and held during the fall of 2020. Thanks to CJ, Cruz, Maddie, Noah, Olivia, Piper, and Silver. And thanks to all the parents who supported their kids in getting online each week to play with words. A special thanks goes out to Tamara Fromm, who sponsored and co-taught the online class. All these stories were written and recorded via Zoom. And we had a ball playing with alliteration, rhyming verse, and nonsense stories throughout the semester. You can also find a couple of fun videos we recorded on our Buttons and Figs YouTube channel. The reason you're hearing this episode so long after our class ended is due to COVID and loss, experiences so many have been touched by. As I found my way back to the mic, the voices of these kids and their imaginations lifted my spirits. I hope their crazy stories bring you joy, too. Thank you for listening, loving nonsense, and playing with us as we play with words. For our episodes this spring, we'll be sharing more nonsense, written by kids, authors, poets, and me. All in the hopes that we can inspire you to write some nonsense too. From all of us at Buttons and Figs, thanks for listening to me and you and me.
Say, don't worry, Miss Pam, we'll get you out of this mess.